not in the least bit scared.
Oh, this cloud is horrid. It's all getting in my mouth. I can't see our room anymore. And I don't think this ladder ever ends.
It must lead somewhere. Everything goes somewhere.
Come up! Come up! Stop sneaking about down there. If there's one thing I can't abide, it's people sneaking about. Come up! Jean and Michael Banks.
She knows who we are.
Of course she knows who you are. We met Mrs. Corrie this afternoon.
Mary Poppins, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here, more like? And without your overcoats. Well, if you catch a chill in this night air, don't come to me for sympathy.
Where are we, Mary Poppins? What are you doing?
Questions, questions, questions. One day, Michael Banks, you'll turn into a question mark.
What are you doing, Mrs. Corrie?
Putting the stars in the sky, of course.
If you'll excuse me, Mrs. Corrie, I'll take the children away from under your feet.
Oh, no, Mary Poppins.
We've only just got here. Oh, please, let us stay.
Oh, let them stay, Mary. They can stick on one star each.
If you don't mind them being here, Mrs. Corrie, then they may stay. On you go, children. Pick up a star.
I'll put mine right... Oh, I can't quite reach... There.
Beautifully done, my little cherub. Back where it belongs. Now you can look at it every night. Your turn, Michael.
I want to put mine here.
Oh, careful, Michael.
Ah! Ow!
Oh, Michael, are you hurt?
Oh, I'm safe. You must have caught me, Mary Poppins.
Caught you? If you think I was lying underneath your bed in case you were silly enough to fall out in the night, you thought wrong.
Not from my bed, from the sky, where we were sticking the stars last night.
Night time is for sleeping, as any sensible nanny will tell you, not for gallivanting about in the cold night air. Now, are you going to get up? Where are you off to, miss?
Just to get something from my drawers.
I'm going to run your bath. I want you ready when I come back.
Michael, the stars in the drawer, they're all gone. So, it's true. It's all really true.
Listen, Winifred.
What? I can't hear anything.
Exactly. Total and absolute peace. And it's been like this for days now.
Ever since Mary Poppins arrived.
Hmm.
So we can forget the references?
I suppose so.
The children do seem so happy with Mary Poppins.
Hmm. Now, Winifred, the bank dinner. Have you decided what you're going to wear? Only it's very important that I make a good impression.
Yeah. Don't worry, George. I'll try not to let you down.
Good. Now, I think I'll try and get in nice and early today and do more work on my speech. Sam Smart has nearly finished his.
And I shall go shopping for my dress.
And the children?
Oh, a nice quiet...